Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, the title of our episode is called, What Role Does My Safety Seeking Play? And if you're not familiar, guys, with the term safety seeking or safety seeking behavior, I will go ahead and fill you in on what that means. Oftentimes, when we are dysregulated or we don't feel safe, especially if there's been a lot of misinformation or deception or gaslighting or betrayal going on, okay? We're going to have the tendency to seek out information in the hopes that this information provides some type of safety, all right? So safety-seeking behaviors, some examples might be going through your partner's phone, going through your partner's computer, any type of technology they use, going to check on them at work, checking the Life 360 or any type of tracking devices, checking the history or going through, you know, your router's information to see what they've been viewing, what kind of content they're absorbing, all of these things that feel like, oh my gosh, a full-time job, or they feel like you're trying to manage your emotions, or you're trying to shift your nervous system back into a state of regulation or safety. That is safety-seeking behavior. I also see it when partners beg, okay? They beg and they plead with their active addict in their life, and they just beg them to be honest, beg them to be transparent, beg them. And it's just, it's an attempt, again, just to find yourself in a place of safety. I mean, and if you're completely honest with yourself, when you're in that state, you'll take the lie. You'll take the lie because you're so dysregulated, you just want to get back to a state of denial because it's a little bit more comfortable there in a state of denial. And it's just very counterproductive to the healing of the betrayed partner. So if you are the betrayed, I am asking you to disconnect from your safety-seeking behaviors. Just like your partner is acting out, this is your version of acting out. You are acting out the dysregulation, the pain, the hurt, the betrayal, and the suffering. Okay? And none of it gets you any closer to feeling safe. Okay? And I don't want to go too deep into this because we do shorty episodes, are about 20 minutes, and this would take me probably about an hour to discuss it with you. But when you participate in safety-seeking behaviors, and you are trying to assert some form of control over your life and relationship, it exacerbates your partner's addiction. Okay. And so it is taking you so much further from the safety that you crave and taking your partner deeper into their addiction. Am I saying this is your fault? Absolutely freaking not. I'm not saying that this is your fault. I'm saying this is the pattern and this is the way the disease works. Okay. And what happens when you are living in an addicted home or trying to relate to an addicted partner is as their addiction grows, your safety seeking grows. And as your safety seeking grows, their acting out behavior grows because every time they feel controlled, they act out. Okay. And so you've got these two nervous systems living under the same roof that are reactive to each other. Okay. There is very little that can be talked about or discussed calmly that gets resolved at that point. Okay. And I hope that that is making sense to you. If you want to take a deeper dive, we have a training that is on our website, and it is about intimacy and partner betrayal. And if you want to dive a little bit deeper into a course, please visit lightninginabottle.biz, www.lightninginabottle.biz, and go to our courses tab and look for the partner betrayal, because we talk a little bit more about that, and it can give you just a little bit more attention as you start to better understand what has happened to you. But I love the title of this because it's "What role does my safety seeking play?" And I hope I'm starting to help you understand that the role it plays is a very destructive one. It plays a role in your addict getting sicker and a role in your sanity slipping further and further away. Because the more you seek and do not receive, the deeper your denial. Okay. And when you are in that state of self-deception and denial about what is happening to you, you can't really access the information that you need to make wise-minded, clear-headed decisions. And your nervous system is so dysregulated that you're not able again to access your frontal lobe to make clear-headed, rational, and wise-minded decisions. It clouds you and it keeps you from going deep into the self where your feelings and your emotions live. And because of the trauma and because of the abuse, you know, when you start to get in touch with your feelings, you question them. And so there is a pattern going on here where you're getting further and further and further away from yourself, your feelings, your emotions, and the intelligence that they provide every time you act out in safety-seeking behaviors. I've seen partners multiple times go so far as to threaten their own lives in an attempt to control their partner. Okay, that is scary. And I give them all the grace in the whole world because that's what their nervous system took them to threatening their own lives in hopes that they would feel safe and cared for by their partner. Okay, so please understand that policing and controlling, it not only makes you sick and feels like a full-time job and you're constantly preoccupied and consumed by it. I mean, that's part of it, but it's not the worst part. The worst part is how far you get taken away from yourself. Okay? And so do it for you. You don't need to do anything for your partner at this point if you're in the throes of it, okay? This is for you and about you and your healing. And starting to regulate your nervous system so that you can be clear-headed. You can notice things. You can trust things. You can filter that information and use them to make clear-headed decisions about how to proceed in this relationship. Okay? It doesn't require both partners to heal or to move into recovery. It only requires one. Oftentimes, because we already talked about these nervous systems, when one person gets better, the other person starts to get better and heal too. We see that often, but that's not why we start our own recovery. It is because you are important and you need to be clear-headed, grounded, and to be regulated so that you can notice what's going on in your home and make decisions about how to stay safe, how to stay sane, how to protect and prioritize your family. All of these things are very important, right? And that's why we're talking about it and the role that safety seeking plays. All right. I understand it. I know it is just a real desire to regulate a nervous system and feel some sense of power and control over your life, but it is taking you further and further away from it. All right. So if you are one of those people out there that finds themselves on a regular basis, either tracking or policing or trying to gather more information, I just give you full permission to pause and to notice how your nervous system feels when you're doing that, and to notice how dysfunctional it is for your own internal landscape. I give you permission to disconnect from that and to start focusing on yourself. All right. I hope this landed. And if it did, please like it, please review it, and please share it with somebody else who might benefit. All right, guys, we're going to see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Thank you. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.